This is TWiT.
They also announced a Nexus TV device, which is kind of
This was the one surprise.
Yeah, right? We didn't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
The Nexus Player, they call it, with remote control, $99. Optional controller, $40. Are there pictures of the Nexus Player? I don't see them. Maybe.
Yeah, I've seen them. It's just this little round thing.
It's running Android TV. It's kind of an Ouya competitor. It'll run games. So this is
why does the remote control cost $40? That's what I don't get.
Right, it's almost half. Well, not quite, but almost half the cost of the device itself.
You can
use your phone to control this thing, right? You don't need this controller,
right?
Okay,
although
gotcha.
The Nexus Player has voice search. It's a lot like the Android Fire TV, really.
I was at AT&T again, the store this week, and I said, so is that Fire selling?
Wait a minute. So you get the remote control with this.
Oh, you do?
You don't get the gaming controller. This is just like Fire TV. So this is the gaming controller for $40 because this thing, and that you get with
it. I'm glad I don't have to pay for it. That's
right.
So the difference between a Nexus TV and Apple TV is what?
Well, it's the same difference between the Nexus, the Apple, and everything else, which is only the Apple TV supports iTunes. And Apple TV does not allow apps, so you can't have gaming on the Apple TV either. So I don't think Apple TV is, unless you're really in the iTunes universe, Apple TV is the right thing for most people. This competes directly against Roku and the Fire TV. Let me go to the Google website here.
And the Chromecast? I mean, is this basically the...
No. Chromecast is so different.
You can't cast.
It feels like the Chromecast is like a light version of this, right? Because this is all cast ready. Like, this all works with the Chromecast stuff. It seems like this is like the device for people who want more than the Chromecast.
They demoed this stuff at I.O., and I was confused then trying to figure out what the real difference is.
So look at the apps. That's interesting because that's a set worthy of Roku. Netflix, of course, iHeartRadio, Crackle, TuneIn, Hulu Plus, YouTube, TED, Daily Motion, Pandora.
Where are you on it?
TWiT is an Android app, so I don't know, maybe. What's missing on here? Plex is there. That's good.
There's got to be. I mean, all you need is a
Amazon's
podcast
missing.
App.
Amazon's missing.
Yes.
That's a big one. So now you have to get the Fire TV if you're an Amazon streaming customer, the Apple TV if you're an iTunes customer. That's kind of unfortunate. But I don't see Google. Oh, there it is. Google Movies and Google. Yeah, if you're a Google Movies person. You'd want this one.
But now that I have a smart TV, it basically does all this.
I want all of them, yeah. So it's an Intel Atom processor, 1.8 gigahertz, quad-core, 802.11ac, which is nice, HDMI out, that's how you'll hook it up to your TV. You get the remote with the player.
Severe shortage of HDMIs.
Yeah. You got to get an AV receiver. That's the only solution.
Ugh.
I bit that bullet a long time ago. But that's good because it really confuses spouses. It's a spousal confusion device. So those are the big announcements. I'm excited about the Nexus 6 because even though it doesn't have the Moto Maker support, you can't get leather. There's only two colors, midnight blue and snowy pearly ice or something.
Ew.
Black and white. Let's just call a spade a spade. Black and white. But it is a 6-inch screen, which I think is good. I have been using a 6-inch screen on the Nokia 1520, and I think it's good. I don't think you're going to hate it. It is big.
This has been a transition for me, and I've gotten used to this, and this feels normal. But, you know, here in Korea, and by the way, let's just say in Korea, the world laughed at you, Korea, for your phablets. You were right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everybody thought, oh, those silly Koreans all carrying these gigantic phones, and they were way ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But when I put this next to a Note 4, it looks almost the same size. But when you see someone holding a note, it just looks so much bigger.
That's a design thing, I think. You know, the key is tapering the edges and so forth. And
yeah,
and bezel size. What I'm really thrilled about, so I wanted to love the Moto X. I loved the Moto X last year. I thought it was the phone of the year last year, despite its 720p screen and its only weak camera. And they fixed some of those things in the Moto X, but the battery life was not great. It was a little frustrating. And I was a little disappointed because even though it looked like they had dual ported speakers on the front, only one of them was a music speaker. The other one was the phone speaker. So Google is putting out an Nexus 6, which is essentially a Moto X with bigger battery life, a bigger UHD screen, by the way. It's not just 1080p. It's now whatever. What is the new thing? Oh, I just turned my flashlight on by stroking my phone.
That happens.
It's easy. Mm-hmm. You just go like that, and the flashlight turns on. It goes, I like it. Yeah. Keep it up. So,
oh, things just got weird.
Yeah. But they have front dual stereo speakers, which is one of the things I loved on the HTC One.
Yeah.
Leo, why are you not carrying your Moto right now? You're carrying your
battery Moto. Life.
Yeah, really? The battery. Wow, that's the issue.
Killer.
And we'll talk about this later, but the new R38 update for CyanogenMod. By the way, I am now convinced that the best version of Android is CyanogenMod. Do you not agree, all of you?
It's pretty great.
Far and away.
Yeah.
Far and away. And one of the things it does is it takes raw images now with the camera in addition to a JPEG. And that's huge. It's going to be a better camera. Going to be a better camera on the Shamu Nexus 6.
If I want to update, get a new 7-inch tablet, because I'm going to be resistant about this 9-inch stuff, and I get a Samsung 7-inch.
You don't. You're going to have a 6-inch phone.
Well, but Leo, this is quite a difference.
Well, that's 5.5.
Still, that's 5.5. It's not
quite
6.
A yep. difference. The and, you know, I'm on the plane. I'm on the plane watching movies on this, which is better. Number two, it fits the pocket, so it's smaller. Number three, I can type on this easier for big documents, which is better. I don't think the half inch.
No, you're probably
is
right.
Make that much of a difference you're as to this. Right.
Okay.
And in all fact, you know, given that these OnePlus ones that we're all wielding are $350, and the Nexus 6 is going to be $650.
Yeah, that price. Yeah.
64 gig is $700, isn't it?
Yeah, twice as much. Twice as much.
Yeah. But it says Nexus on the back, Leo.
I can't go another half inch, you guys. This 5.5 is, I can't do it. This 5.5 is taking me a while.
You're not going to do it?
I mean, listen, I love the Nexus line. And I love the front facing speakers. I really missed out from the HTC One. That was one of the things I loved about it. But yeah, no, I just can't do another half inch. I was on the subway, you know, the other day trying to type out an email. And like, there's just some places, you know, you can't be holding on and typing at the same time. There's just some places my thumb doesn't go.
Well, that's a special need, though. I don't ride the subway. I mean,
for little people.
No, and subway riders.
Right, and one-handed.
Well,
right,
that's
right.
This whole thing about one-handed, which make people, Apple guys, make a big deal about. And I don't really understand it because I haven't had a one-handed phone in years.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think people make a bigger deal about it than we can. But there are times when it's just like, and I feel slippery, and I feel like I just don't feel like I can get my grip on it the way that I would like. So the 5.5 has definitely been a push for me. I don't think I could do 6.
6 is it is a big difference. When I handle the 1520, it's big. It feels big in your hand. Your hand, it's a little stretch. It's actually a good.
Yeah, you got to wrap it.
I've been using it to stretch my hand in preparation for the Nexus 6. Nexus 6, you'll be able to order not till October 29th, and it'll come in the second week of November.
So they're really cutting it tight.
They are.
It will have wireless charging. It will come, which Moto X did not, with the quick charger. That was a $30 or $40 extra on the Moto X. It will come with a 3220 milliamp hour battery. That's about 400 milliamp hours more than the Moto X. Dual front-facing speakers, 32 or 64 gigabytes. A Snapdragon 805, also better than the Moto X. 13-megapixel rear camera. I mean, in every respect, it's a slap in the face to anybody who bought a Moto X because for the same price, had we waited a month.
But it's the same specs as the OnePlus. What's the battery size of the OnePlus?
Actually, good question. I don't remember. I think you're right. I think it's very close.
And the 13-megapixel camera is the same.
You don't have dual-facing speakers. You don't have Qi charging. It's similar. And I think, frankly, if you have a Plus and you're happy with it,
3100.
Stay with the Plus. 3100. All right.
3100 milliamp.
This is 3220. It's more. But one difference is the screen. This is the new screen is ultra, as I said, ultra HD or what they.
How much of a power hog is that?
That could make a big difference. It could mean that the bigger battery gives you less battery. You know, we have to wait and see. Supposedly, Lollipop is also an improvement in battery.
Ought to be.
Yeah. What is the resolution of the new screen?
1440 by 2560.
So it's 1440 instead of 1080.
Yeah, that's the PPI is 493.
I thought it was over 500. It's a lot.
Well, that's what they say on the website. Okay. Is at 5.96 inches.
Oh, so it's not 6. It's
not
5.96.
Perfectly 6. Yes.
How's that? How do you feel?
It's 0.04 inches away
from
being
Gina.
6 inches.
Okay, Gina. It's okay.